friends? Are these X's here, not so?
Amanda Pease is one of the first Peace Corps volunteers to work in Sierra Leone in over a decade. She's been teaching science now for 6 months at St. Joseph's, a high school in the east of the country. For Pease, living in the roadside village of Blama, a day's drive from the capital, Freetown, is a far cry from her coastal hometown of San Diego, California. It's also her first time to Africa. Pease decided to sign up for a 2-year stint as a Peace Corps volunteer after finishing a degree in chemical engineering at the University of California, Los Angeles.
I was trying to decide between doing an academic route and going for a postdoctoral degree and going to industry. And then I'd been doing some volunteer work, and the idea was kind of always floating around that there was kind of an option number 3 on the side. And as time went and as I was thinking more and more, I just was so much more excited about that option. Just the idea of being able to try to give an opportunity to someone who wouldn't maybe have it otherwise.
There are currently 37 Peace Corps serving in rural schools across the country. Joel Wallach, co-director for Peace Corps here, says they have a long history in Sierra Leone.
Sierra Leone's traditionally been a very welcoming country for Peace Corps, and there have been about 3,400 volunteers in a 32-year history up until 1994. We have been thinking about coming back for a few years, but a combination of the budget allowing us to and the security situation stabilizing made the timing right last year for us to come back.
In Blama, every day, Pease comes home to a gaggle of young friends, eager for her time. But before she plays, she marks her students' papers. As the school's only chemistry and physics teacher, she has a lot to do. As efforts to get more children through primary school in Sierra Leone are bearing fruit, many high schools are now overloaded with students. Science teachers are particularly scarce. For Pease, one of the most surprising and challenging things about her experience so far is the lack of motivation among her colleagues and students.
I kind of had sort of a romantic idea of coming to a developing country where everyone's super motivated but just doesn't have opportunities, and that's not exactly how it is. Not that I'm saying that the opportunities are so great, because of course there is limited opportunities if you compare it to America, but I think one of the biggest things is literally just motivation.
For St. Joseph's deputy principal, Walter Sam, Peace Corps' return to Sierra Leone is a welcome support to the challenges of providing quality education in difficult conditions.
We have benefited immensely. In these two areas, from 2000, the year 2000, up to when Amanda is in now, we have been hiring teachers on part-time basis, paying them. So with the coming of Amanda, the school has really cut down that one, hiring teachers to come and teach, especially chemistry and physics in this school.
What Pease loves best about her Peace Corps experience is the magical moment when a student understands chemical bonding or asks her for more exercises. Pease says if she can do anything in her 2 years here, she hopes to be able to pass on the can-do culture of her homeland and to absorb the joys of Sierra Leone's slower pace of life. Fid Thompson for VOA News, Blama, Sierra Leone.